Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in to Revolution Zone right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are presented today by Impact Media. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Hope you guys are having a good, Tuesday? Yeah, good Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. Been a lot of fun things going on out this way. Of course, this is a special edition Revolution Zone, as I promised you guys. Just as soon as the Revolution make it official, I like to bring on the new guys and the guys that are re-signing so that you guys know who's going to be on the field. You can get behind them. You can see what you have in common with some of these guys. They're all amazing. Real quickly before I bring on our guest just here in a few seconds, let's see, he's on the line, I believe. Something I found out the other day that I guess it just went over my head. I'm sure Matt told me about it. But there is a Texas Revolution app that your iPhone or Android can download. Make sure you go check that out. When you go to type it in, all one word, Texas Revs, it'll pop up. It's got all kinds of schedules, roster. It's got all kinds of fun stuff on it. It'll save you from having to pull up the actual website. But as I said, right now I want to bring on our very special guest. Of course, he is standout wide receiver for your Texas Revolution, and he was just re-signed for this year. Right now, I want to bring on Ronnie Cooper Jr. How you doing, Ronnie?
How's it going, man? Pretty good. Can't complain.
Definitely so. Especially, I just talked to you a few minutes ago as to you actually went to the Kansas City Royals parade just a few minutes ago, correct?
Oh, yes, sir, man. It was awesome, man. Tons of people, and it's just a great atmosphere, man. Kansas City is actually is doing big things right now, man. It's awesome.
That they definitely are. And I can safely say, we were talking earlier, actually you're a Yankees fan. I'm a Yankees and Mets fan.
So, nice.
I can say though that we were outmatched. Kansas City did deserve it. I felt they should have won it last year as well. And I remember the Braves parade back here in Atlanta back in 95 when I was a lot younger than I am now. So those parades are a lot of fun.
Wow. Yeah, it's awesome, man. And I've been to a Yankees one as a kid. I actually grew up in New York City. So I've been to a Yankees one, I think it was right after 9/11. And I was there, and it was just like, man, dude, just to even like compare the atmospheres was just it was unreal, man. I was actually really – really happy for Kansas City.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a cool city.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, of course, I did say that you were re-signed. You were with the team last year, correct?
Yes, sir.
You ended up getting injured and missed a couple games, correct?
I missed the last two games and due to a toe injury.
And for those who haven't listened to some of the other shows, and of course we do here on Impact Media, or that are just unfamiliar with it, especially on the indoor environment or especially on a turf type surface, toe injuries are some of the worst you can get.
Yeah, it's a big thing because that turf really has no give, like the grass or like the astro, like the grass turf that outdoor uses. So yeah, that turf is a is it can be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, it definitely can. And like I said, it's good to have you on. Good to get a chance to talk to you. I think I had reached out to try to get a hold of you last year, and I couldn't quite make that work with the with Matt and everything, because the playoff push that you guys were on, it got really busy, and I totally understood. It was fun. That was a very cool season. And what's it like being a part of a season like that?
Oh, man, it was unreal, man. Just the chemistry, like, in the team. And, like, I kind of came on to the team a little bit later. You know, Coach Devin Wyman had reached out to me after he had got the head coaching job. And it was just, it's kind of like I came in and just fit right in, man. It was kind of like we were all playing, like we've all played, you know, forever together. And it was just to go down there and to compete for a championship was just, it was excellent, man. And to come up short, you know, it kind of hurt a little bit. But, you know, for this season coming up, it's like we wanted even more than we wanted it last year, you know.
Exactly. And we had Frankie Solomon Jr. on a couple of weeks ago, and he said that was part of why he re-signed for another year was he felt
definitely.
Like it was left unchecked and he was going to finish it.
Yeah, same. That's I've talked to plenty of the guys, you know, coming back, and that's, and everyone's kind of on the same page. It's still the same way. Like, we got unfinished business.
Absolutely so. I'm hoping to make it down to a game or two this year because, obviously, like I said before, unfortunately, as far as Revolution fans are concerned, Impact Media is based more on the East Coast than it is near Texas.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to make it down to some games, so hopefully we can.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, man, for sure. It'll be a great time.
All right, and I wanted to start off, even though we've already kind of got started at this point. Of course, like I said, I'm on with wide receiver Ronnie Cooper Jr. of your Texas Revolution indoor football team. What have you been up to during the off season?
Well, I'm actually in Kansas right now, like I said, for the whole World Series thing. But I'm actually training out here with a guy named Mark Simino. I've been training out here because I went to school out here, so I came out here and just wanted to, you know, kind of get back to my roots, like to where I played college ball at, and, you know, just focus on, like, speed stuff and hands and, you know, like, running routes daily and just getting bigger, stronger, and faster right now. So that's what I've been focused on, especially after an injury. I want to be in tip-top shape, you know, coming back stronger than ever and faster than ever.
Exactly. And since you mentioned it, of course, you went to the University of St. Mary in Leavenworth,
yep.
Kansas. That would be is that the Fighting Spires or is that just the St. Mary Spires?
Yeah, it's just the St. Mary Spires.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure I got that right. I always like to give a shout out
to every school.
Because, you know, not every school gets a shout out like if you're not on ESPN or something. So we definitely want to give the shout out to the people at University of St. Mary, the Spires. Good luck
cool,
this season.
Cool. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm pretty sure they do also.
if they're listening, I hope they're listening. We'll have to tag them in a post or something so they know we're talking about them.
Yeah, cool.
But tell us a little bit about your time as a St. Mary Spire.
As a Spire, it was pretty cool. It was a kind of a humbling experience just because you know, after I went to my junior college out in Tyler, Texas. I came out here because one of the coaches that I was really good friends with, he came and he got the defensive line coaching job, and he gave me a call when I was, you know, kind of trying to decide in school which schools to come to, and then got the call from him, and I came out here, and I like the atmosphere. It's kind of a if I say like a homely feel, and you know, kind of like the Reds, like everything was a brotherhood. Pretty much, and most football teams are like that. But I just liked it, man, and it was great. I had a good 2 years there. I finished, you know, first team all conference and was preseason all American and stuff. And it was pretty good 2 years up here.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. And what school did you go to before that in Tyler?
I went to I graduated high school from Plano West Senior High School, and then I went to Tyler Junior College out of there, and then that's when I came over to the University of St. Mary.
I thought it was Tyler. That's when I was making sure.
Yep.
And, of course, the Plano West would be the Wolfpack, correct?
Yep, the Wolfpack.
shout out to the Wolfpack as well. Hopefully you guys are listening, or you will be listening shortly.
definitely.
Let's see. I'm going to try not to skip around too much because really, like I've told people, I wanted to have, as the Revolution sign you guys or re-sign mm-hmm. you guys, I want to have you guys on so the fans can get used to you guys and already know who the players are going to be before they show up on opening day.
For
and
sure.
That way they'll go ahead and, you know, they might find something in common. Maybe somebody else went to Plano West High School. Maybe somebody went to the University of St. Mary, or maybe they go there now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But let's see, what is your training program or the focus of your training program?
The focus of my program right now is just really, really trying to focus on my speed, because as a bigger receiver, like I said, I'm 6'3", like 215, 220 right now. You know, I can out-muscle a lot of the guys, but this year I want to focus on like outrunning people, like even the bigger corners or even the smaller corners. You know, I just want to be able to use my speed a lot more than I have in the past. So really, like 3-4 days a week, I'm doing speed and agility and, you know, sprints and like focusing on like making my routes crisper and just focusing on pretty much on footwork.
I think that's definitely important, especially coming back off the toe injury. You want to make sure the feet
exactly.
are good.
Exactly.
Your daily training schedule, does it change up? Do you have like kind of I know a lot of people say, well, Mondays is upper body, or Tuesdays I work on agility, or do you just change it up to keep your body guessing?
And I think like because I'm working on speed, like my Mondays are now like leg and speed days. So like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like I'm doing something that's involving like quickness or like squats or, you know, like lunges, like stuff that's we're focusing on my lower body and stuff, just so I can kind of get that edge. Because I know everyone, you know, it's always Mondays upper, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday is usually upper and, you know, biceps and stuff like that. So I kind of switched that just to focus on, you know, see if I could get an edge a little bit.
Well, and since you mentioned speed and since I know he's probably listening, do you think you could outrace Frankie Solomon Jr.?
You know, I have to say yeah, just because that's just the type of person I am. But I might have to give him a little nudge off the line or something. But yeah, Frankie's a guy. He's definitely one of the faster and more experienced guys on the team, man. But you know, as a receiver, you definitely learn a lot from going against him in practice and everything. And just watching him in the game, it's unreal the excitement he brings, and you could tell he has a lot of knowledge about the game.
Wow, I hope I make it down there. I want to see a practice. I want to see this one-on-one battle. I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely.
And if nothing else, I just created a rivalry, so you guys will have more intensity in practices.
Oh, yeah, our practices are pretty intense, man. We all just like to compete and just try to get better.
Definitely so. Have you got a chance to meet the new head coach, Victor Mann, yet?
I haven't, not personally. I talked to him on the phone a couple of times, and we kind of just talked about, you know, stuff we're looking forward to doing, and just as far as, like, the team chemistry before he gets there, you know, just kind of talk about stuff like that and how it went last year and, you know, just trying to get to know him before we actually do meet in person.
Yeah, because it could be another year where there are completely new coaches again, just like last
Definitely.
Year. But,
yeah.
I mean, it worked out last year, so.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think it really works out well because of just the type of guys that we have on the team. Like, there's not, like, kind of, like, not, like, there's not really a lot of individuals. Like, everyone kind of has the same goal and, you know, just trying to get better and go on to the next level, you know?
Exactly. When you work out, are you a music person or do you listen to audio books or is it just complete silence?
No, I'm definitely a big music person, even when not working out.
What kind of a playlist do you got?
Kind of just depends on the mood I'm in. I'm being from New York, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. And so I'm more than likely I'm listening to some kind of Jay-Z, but there's been times where, you know, I'm listening to some rock, just like if I'm benching that day and I'm trying to, you know, like just rep it out and just pump it out, I'll throw on some good rock here and there.
definitely hard to go wrong with either of those. I'm a Jay-Z fan myself, so.
Awesome.
I don't think he could do any wrong, honestly, but that's just me.
No, that's exactly how I feel. So you can ask anyone that knows me, they'll tell you that. I won't say that.
Let's see. What was your 40-yard dash time? Either coming out of high school or college, or what is it now?
I was about to say, coming out of college, I ran a 4.52 at a pro day, and then a couple of different workouts I went to. Yeah, 4.52 was my 40.
Wow.
The best one I've ever ran though was at my JUCO. I ran a 4.48.
That's moving. For anybody who doesn't know 40 times, that's moving.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can get it even faster though, man. That's for sure.
It's out there
with my frame. Yeah.
Exactly. What would you say is either your best trait or the best wide receiver trait?
My best trait would probably be my physicality, like for the game, and probably my hands. And I feel like with my size, I love coming across the middle and, you know, running those slants. And because I think I started on defense, and like in high school I played a lot of defense. So I'm one of those players, I kind of have a defensive mentality on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm always looking for contact and not afraid of it at all.
All right, so let me do the checklist here, or check the box.
Okay.
So you're tall at 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
You're fast. You run a sub 4.5 40,
mm-hmm.
and you're a physical wide receiver who loves the crossing routes over the middle of the field.
Yes, sir.
You sound a lot like you should play for Tampa Bay in the NFL right now, because that you pretty much just described their top three receivers.
Hey, man, trust me, I would love to get down there and let them see what I have.
Oh, absolutely, especially when they seem to stay injured a little bit. So, you know,
yeah,
I'll give
exactly.
We'll give that quick shout-out to the team I used to play for many years, the Tampa Bay
exactly.
Buccaneers. You know, if you wanna do better and give famous Jameis, another target, I know you can find
yep.
one.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite NFL team?
Yeah, I think, you know, once again, just growing up in New York, my favorite team, of course, is the Giants, New York Giants. But I've actually become to gain a lot of respect, which is weird because being a Giants fan, you kind of despise the Dallas Cowboys. But I have a lot of respect for them because they brought me in after I graduated. Well, before I graduated from the University of St. Mary, they brought me in and gave me a look and was looking forward to coming back for rookie minicamp. But, you know, just got involved in the numbers game and just kind of been patient, waiting patiently for my time, you know.
And that does happen, and I've explained that to some people just over the years, just as I've learned
exactly.
that coming up around football, is that sometimes you can be the best guy on the page, but
mm-hmm.
it's just a numbers game where they're like, we can only keep five, so these random five, you know, thanks for coming. And it may
exactly.
be the best five on the page, but it just happens sometimes.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, you know, I felt like, you know, that day I was in there, it was I've had one of the best football days I could have had there. And I worked out as a wide receiver, and then, you know, the tight end coach came and got me, and I worked out like kind of as a flex tight end also. And I felt like it was just an overall good day. So, you know, that's another reason why, you know, I'm just working hard like I'm working, because I know, like, if you know, Dallas gave me a chance, you know, they say it only takes one couple of eyes to see you, and you know, and you got to be ready when that opportunity comes.
Exactly, that it definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, just a couple more questions, and I'll let you back to your evening. Let's see, what's your season outlook or your goals for this season?
My goals for this season is to be one of, or if not the top receiver in the league, and to win the championship, of course, because, we, you know, like we said before, we got unfinished business with that. And to kind of secure a spot at the next level, either via via, you know, one of the A1 teams or Canada or, you know, possibly in the NFL.
I think those are really, not only are they obtainable, I think those are really good goals.
Definitely. Thank you.
Let's see, I got one kind of serious question and a couple of fun ones, or at least I hope they're fun.
No, that's cool.
I'll do the fun ones first, and I'll let you end on the kind of halfway serious one.
Okay.
Actually, a couple serious ones. But anyway, do you have any good Matt Lunsford or John Tavares stories?
Let's see. Well, I definitely got one for John. We always kid around because he came from Allen. So it's funny because when I resigned, he I think his quote on the picture was like, "Got to show Plano West, you know, credit when it's due." So it's funny since like Allen and Plano West are big like football rivals. So we always kind of go back and forth just talking about those two schools because you know both of those are our alums. So it's pretty funny, but yeah, that's about it. Man, John's a really cool guy. You know, when I first came in, he was one of the first ones I met, and you know, I reached out to him, and you know, we just kind of talk and you know, kid around and stuff. But yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh yeah, he definitely is. We had him on late last season, but yeah, I talked to him and Matt pretty regularly. But that's why I would give the players a chance to if you got a fun story or if you just got some kind of shout out like that, you know. As many times as I called out Matt last year, and I always tell people, if you need to throw somebody under the bus, you can always throw me under the bus because Matt will probably gladly hit the gas and keep driving.
Yeah.
No, they're both good dudes, and they're always fun to mess around with.
Definitely.
Let's see. If you were in charge of the halftime show, what kind of show would I be watching?
If I was in charge of it and – I had the pull to put this show together, I would definitely have Jay-Z at one of our halftime shows put on to perform at least one song in the Allen Event Center.
What one song would it be?
It would probably have to be Holy Grail.
That would be a really good one.
Yeah.
Had I thought far enough in advance, I could have had our sound guy cue that up. But unfortunately, I don't have that cue.
No, that's fine. That would have been awesome, but it's fine.
But, you know, Matt Lunsford, I know you're listening to this, and if you're not, I'm going to text you in a minute and let you know that you should be. Let's put in a call to Jay-Z and Beyonce and see if we can get a halftime show up.
Tell him one of his biggest fans is playing for the Rams.
And you can bet I will not miss that game. I would be in the Allen Event Center for that one.
definitely.
Stand outside and beat off some of my friends with a stick just to, hey, you can't know. The fire marshal says no more people.
No more people, for sure.
let's see. All right, down to the last two questions here with Ronnie Cooper Jr. of your Texas Revolution. I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm just, especially all the people that have been signed so far and everything. If the now you could go back and talk to the you right out of St. Mary, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself to stay focused and just trust the process a little more. You know, coming out of St. Mary, it was kind of, like I said before, it was a humbling experience because, you know, it's a small school. And I always knew I wanted to play football. That's one of the things I love most. And I just wasn't sure about, like, man, like, I just kept worrying about, like, man, am I going to get a look? You know, like, I'm putting up as many numbers as possible and just trying to see, like, if it was really possible for me to go to the next level. So, I would just tell myself to trust the process a little bit more and just keep grinding it out.
I think that's great advice. And then the last question, what is your message to the fans this year?
My message to the fans is expect for a great season and tell as many people as you possibly can so we can all get in there and just have a great, fun time in the Allen Event Center and expect a lot of wins this year.
I think that's I would absolutely agree with that. This is going to be a fun year. Like I said, just based off of who's been signed so far, the talent level is at an all-time high, in my opinion. And I look forward to seeing who else they add to this roster. And, of course, I look forward to seeing you back out there and Frankie and everybody else. And
definitely.
Ronnie, I definitely appreciate you joining us. And we'll have you back on.
Thank you for having me.
Once the season starts up. And you're welcome back anytime, even if it's not the Revolution shows. We do shows all week long, as you'll notice very quickly. But I will let you back to the rest of your night. Appreciate you being on. And we look forward to the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. You guys have a great night.
All right. You too.
All right. God bless.
And that was wide receiver Ronnie Cooper Jr. of your Texas Revolution. He is the latest guy signed. Of course, we got some other people coming up. Also got wide receiver Jeffrey Willis coming up. I believe tomorrow we will have that up. Make sure to join us right around 6 p.m., I believe, is when that one is. Definitely appreciate Ronnie coming on. Just seems like a super guy. Been all over the place, you know, as far as grew up in New York, went to school in Kansas. Now he's down here in Texas honing his skills. Seemed like a super guy. I definitely look forward to seeing him in person. I know you guys are looking forward to seeing him in person. Far, we got Frankie Solomon Jr., who's been on. He's here. Ronnie Cooper Jr., he's part of the program. Jeffrey Willis, like I said, or Jeff Willis. You may know him by that. He's going to be on soon. We got defensive back Cody Berry is going to be on soon. And then we got the 1-2 punch of Jordan Brown and Darius Fudge in the backfield. Both of them are going to be on the next couple weeks. Definitely have to tune in. Definitely have to check all those out. Check out the app. Like I said, if you're searching, make sure it's Texas Revs. It's all one word. You will find it. It is a very cool app. Matt would be proud of me for plugging that. And, you know, that's going to do it for me this week. So, for Ronnie Cooper Jr., for the rest of the Revolution, Matt, John, GM Tim Brown. Tim, we're still waiting on you. Come on. And I know it's not – you're just super busy right now. But, hey, we're going to get Tim Brown on at some point. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York from Impact Media. Thanks for joining us on Revolution Zone right here on Blog Talk Radio. We will see you guys for the next one. Cannons up. On the edge of a revolution.